We're pleased to be joined live here courtside by K-State's Vice President for Research, Dr. David Rusofsky. And you've been here long enough now, I'm not going to call you the new guy.
No, sir.
Is that okay?
That's fair.
Great to see you, partner.
Good
How
to
are
see you again, Wyatt. I'm great. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here, and I guess we'll just jump into this. We've heard a lot that K-State has a new initiative focused on economic prosperity. Tell me a little bit about the plan.
Yeah, certainly, Wyatt. We're really excited about this. K-State's launched a new initiative to drive economic prosperity across the state in all 105 counties. This plan will not only position K-State as an economic engine for Kansas, but will commit us to lifting people and families and businesses and communities across our state and help us build a sustainable and prosperous future for Kansas. It's a 10-year plan. It's got some very ambitious goals, 3,000 new jobs and $3 billion of new investment into the state. But the plan is built around Kansas values and Kansas sensibilities. And like I said, we're really excited.
How would you describe K-State succeeding in adding thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in the state with the program?
Sure. The key is going to be creating new partnerships with the state and with our communities and with the private sector, and then leveraging K-State's academic and research strengths in key areas for Kansas, areas like agriculture and food and animal sciences. And these partnerships are going to allow us to invest strategically in our research and technology commercialization and outreach. We want to create new jobs and new companies based on our research and discovery at K-State, but we also want to attract new and existing companies into Kansas because of what K-State is and what K-State is doing. You know, our graduates, while you know this, they're known to be among the best in the nation. Companies love to hire them. They're seeking new ways to have greater access to them. And one way they can do that is to establish an office right here on our campus or in our community. And K-State's new collaboration district, we call it The Edge, is located on the north edge of our campus. That's got some tremendous and exciting space for companies to co-locate with our researchers and with our specialized facilities and, of course, our outstanding students. And finally, Wyatt, we want to tap into the needs and the energy and the ideas of Kansans across the state in all 105 counties. We want all Kansans to be part of our commitment to innovation and entrepreneurship and economic prosperity. This is a plan for all Kansans. And Wyatt, with these new private partnerships and public partnerships, we're going to be able to invest in areas of excellence for K-State that align with Kansas' highest priorities, like agriculture and food and animal science. And through these strategic investments and targeted programs, we're going to make Kansas globally competitive in these critical areas. You know, it's exciting, and together we can do this.
No doubt. We're talking to the man they call Dr. R. He is David Rusofsky, the Kansas State Vice President for Research. I have to ask you this, kind of a two-part question,
sure.
I guess, to close. What is the role of higher education in the economy as you see it? And then how is K-State positioned to help Kansas thrive?
It's a great question, Wyatt. You know, our public research universities are economic engines for their states. They're also the greatest workforce development programs and our greatest innovation engines. Now, K-State's a top research university and one of our oldest and most distinguished public universities, but it's our land-grant mission that uniquely positions us to take on and achieve the bold goals of our economic prosperity plan. You know, K-State is really proud to be Kansas land-grant university. In fact, we're the first operational land-grant university in the nation. And building on that proud heritage and our world-renowned programs, we're crafting an entirely new land-grant mission for the 21st century that will specifically include building economic prosperity in our state. You know, our research strengths in agriculture and food systems and animal science and biodefense, they map directly onto our state's highest priorities. And those map directly onto areas having the greatest potential for Kansas to become globally competitive. So K-State's really excited to be leading this new initiative for Kansans and for Kansas.
Great to see you again. Thanks so much for the information and good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Wyatt.